We just want to speak with the detectives in charge.
A voice bellows from the direction of the front desk. I pick up my pace and round the corner to find Green seated at his station, extending his hand's palms in an effort to placate a fellow who slams a meaty paw repeatedly against the lacquered surface. A petite woman stands beside the irate man, one hand on his broad shoulder, the other balled tightly at her waist. I slip in beside her and extend mine for a shake. "Hello, folks," I say, smiling. "Detective Terence Walcott." He looks me up and down, then frowns at her. He returns his eyes to me and thrusts a mitt in my direction. "Bob Harmon," he says sourly. "This is my wife, Kathy." Oh, boy. "Mr. and Mrs. Harmon, of course. We spoke on the phone. Please, follow me. We'll find a place to sit and talk." I resist the inclination to place a comforting hand on Kathy's shoulder, as I suspect it might incite Bob to tear the attached arm out of the socket and beat me with a limb. We pass the desks on the way to the interrogation room. Silvestri leans back in his chair, legs kicked up on his desk, flipping through a stack of papers. I shoot him a look, and he immediately swings his legs to the floor, stands, and smooths his shirt with an open palm. "Mr. and Mrs. Harmon," I say. "This is my partner, Detective Silvestri." Silvestri clears his throat and displays a solemn look. "I'm terribly sorry for your loss," he says, extending a hand to the couple. "Thank you," says Bob distractedly. He looks around the cluster of desks and shakes his head. "Is there anywhere we can go and talk with a little more privacy?" "Of course," I answer. "Follow us."